In the Prime Minister's words, a new chapter in efforts to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australia is beginning. A revamped agreement on closing the gap is being unveiled today after most of the targets initially set in 2008 repeatedly failed to be met. For the first time, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations have been directly involved in drawing up the new agreement. Barbara Miller reports.
Closing the gap was a goal everyone could sign up to, but in so many areas, it still hasn't happened. When the latest report was handed down this year, only two of the seven targets had been met. Now, for the first time, Indigenous Australians have been directly involved in negotiating 16 revamped targets through the umbrella group Coalition of Peaks. Muriel Bamblett is chairperson of the body SNAKE, the National Voice for Children.
It's been one of my proudest moments to be involved where Aboriginal people have been able to sit down with government at the table and have Aboriginal people be able to influence an agenda that's driven about real outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
The targets for the first time include the area of justice, with goals to reduce the rates of incarceration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. There are also goals to reduce the proportion of people in overcrowded housing, the number of children in out-of-home care, and the high rates of suicide. Muriel Bamblett says she thinks this time change is possible.
Last time we felt that there weren't targets that addressed the really big issues on the ground for Aboriginal people, such as child protection and early years. And so the actual numbers for children going into care have been going up steadily and increasing, and the implications of being in care, ending up in juvenile justice, criminal justice, having mental health, all of those issues, it becomes a vicious cycle.
A key difference to this revamped agreement is the way it will be implemented and monitored. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt.
I think the most strong feature of this is it's no longer just a Commonwealth responsibility. States and territories will take on each of the targets and will report in their own parliaments. We are jointly accountable. We are jointly responsible.
The Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, has welcomed the spirit of the agreement.
It's a step forward very much in terms of the fact that the development of these targets was underpinned by a principle of self-determination that is very, very important.
But says it can only work with significant investment.
This is going to require both federal and state governments to spend a lot more money than what they are doing now in the Aboriginal affairs space. The Prime Minister will do a press conference today and he must address the issue of additional funding. For these targets to become a reality, Labor welcomes the targets, but they have to be backed in by adequate funding.
Ken Wyatt says that's not going to happen, at least yet.
Well, there's no money tied to the agreement, and that is deliberate because we want to set out the targets and the priority policy areas that have still yet to be finalised in terms of the detail.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will unveil the new agreement later today alongside Pat Turner, the convener of the Coalition of Peaks.
Barbara Miller reporting there.